In this bulletin, the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates to a record low. Australians urge not to panic as the number of coronavirus cases rises to 34. And in cricket, Elise Perry ruled out for the remainder of Australia's T20 World Cup campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Reserve Bank of Australia has cut the cash rate by 0.25% to a record low of 0.5% in an effort to contain the economic impact of the coronavirus crisis. Australia's interest rate had already been lowered three times to 0.75% last year in a bid to kickstart the economy. RBA Governor Philip Lowe says the cut is intended to support the economy ahead of the worse-than-expected hit from the COVID-19 outbreak. Westpac says it will pass on the full 0.25% reduction in variable interest rates for home loans, as well as small business cash-based loans and overdrafts. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging Australians not to panic about the coronavirus outbreak. It comes as the number of cases detected in Australia rises to 34, with 21 people fully recovered and one death. There are reports of supermarket shelves being emptied across the country as some Australians stockpile necessities such as toilet paper. But Mr. Morrison says there's no need to panic.
Australians should continue to go about their lives in their normal way and just exercise common sense in the same way you would during a severe winter season where there may be an outbreak of flu or something like that. I mean, that is not uncommon, and people exercise the same normal common sense decisions they would, and that's all we would encourage people to do.
Globally, there have been more than 85,500 infections and more than 3,000 deaths spanning 67 countries and regions. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the focus of Australian authorities continues to be on identifying and containing the virus in return travellers.
Social isolation should be focused on people who've returned from high-risk countries or people who've got symptoms that might suggest that they've picked up this. So same as you would if you think you've got flu, but if you've come back from South Korea or Italy or Iran, then we certainly would want you to practice some social distancing, not go to mass gatherings.
The national news agency, Australian Associated Press, has announced it will close after 85 years of supplying content to national and global news organisations. AAP Chief Executive Bruce Davidson says the business is no longer viable in the face of increasing free online content, and its output will cease on the 26th of June. AAP employs more than 180 staff across every Australian state and territory, as well as New Zealand, Los Angeles and London. AAP's Pagemasters editorial production service will also close at the end of August. Supporters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are celebrating as exit polls show that he's held a solid lead over his main rival in the country's third election in under a year. Exit polls on Israel's main TV shows show that Mr. Netanyahu and his nationalists and religious allies have won 59 seats, two short of a parliamentary majority. The centre-left bloc, led by former military chief Benny Gantz, is projected to win 54 to 55 seats. This Netanyahu supporter says it's an unbelievable result.
We are waiting for the final result. Still, the tendency is very to the right. We're very happy about that. We are grateful to Netanyahu to bring us to here.
If final results give Mr. Netanyahu a parliamentary majority, it would pave the way for a new term and give him a boost as he prepares to go on trial for corruption charges. In cricket, superstar all-rounder Elise Perry has been ruled out for the remainder of Australia's T20 World Cup title defence. Perry injured her right hamstring in Monday's win over New Zealand, which put Australia into the semi-finals. Team doctor Pip Inge says it's a high-grade strain and will also rule her out of the tour to South Africa later this month. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 32. Adelaide, similar conditions, 26. Melbourne, humid with a few showers, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, rain and 20. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, rain, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.